I said to you, if it's okay with this bloke, then it's okay with the Bulldog faithful.
And I agree with you. I said to you, if he ticks off on this jumper, then I'm changed my whole mind. He is the great Douglas Hawkins, and he joins us on the line. G'day, Hawk.
Gaz, Tim.
We're waiting. We're waiting with bated breath to get your feedback on the new Marvel-inspired Western Bulldog jumper.
Gaz, Tim. Don't insult my intelligence, you two blokes. Seriously. Mate, you wouldn't wear that to a manure fight. Seriously. You wouldn't wear it to a shit fight. Have a look at you. Are you serious? No, I'm serious, heck. You wouldn't 329 at the Bulldogs. I wouldn't play one game in it. Simon Beasley might love it. He'd love that sort of thing. But, hey, Timmy, fair nigga, Gaz. Leave me out of that.
What would EJ say about that?
He'd say, go and get stuff. He'd say, stick it up. Yeah. No, I think you've got to be pretty bold and brave. I just couldn't. No, seriously. It's just, what you blokes, you like it, do you?
No, I thought, gee, round one, it's a bit gimmicky for me. But, hey, maybe we're just getting old, Douglas.
Maybe, Gaz, because you asked most blokes in the 80s, right? You asked most blokes in the 80s, boys, seriously, most of us blokes in the 80s, you wouldn't wear that. Seriously, you wouldn't do it.
Do you think that's
been fair? Or?
Do you think it is like, does it take something away from, you know, the great Western Bulldogs / Footscray jumper that we've come to know? Like, and I'm serious now, one of the greatest players ever to wear that jumper, or you just accept that this is the modern way?
Yeah, it's only a one-off. Is it only a one-off?
We think so.
Yeah, if it's a one-off, I mean, footy's changed, society's changed. You know, I'm living back in the 80s when we were all playing footy, and we wouldn't do that, wouldn't wear a jumper like that. But if it's a one-off thing for a promotion or to promote the club or the game or sponsors and stuff like that, well, you'd do it, but geez, you wouldn't wear it more than once, surely. No, you wouldn't. Are we still on air, Tim?
Yeah, we are still on air. I was going to ask you. Somebody said to me the other day that you went through university when you were 15. Is that right?
That's correct, Tim. I was in a stolen car straight through Melbourne University. No, I was actually 17. we've got to stop this, seriously.
You did this on the first footy show ever, you two, didn't you?
And what? Hey, hey, Dougie, it was tough growing up where you grew up too, wasn't it?
It was really tough. What's not yours can become yours. And one day, boys, very quickly, I left my skateboard outside the milk bar. I went in to get a can of Coke. I come outside the milk bar with a can of Coke, and there was my skateboard sitting on bricks. I'm picking pins off his skateboard.
You know we've got to pay 50 bucks for this stuff.
We can't keep doing this, guys.
Have I gone through all your material yet?
Hey, Dougie, you're a bloody champion, mate. We love hearing your voice. The Western Bulldogs supporters will love hearing your voice as well. Keep well, my friend.
Yeah, don't support the jumper. Give it the flick.
Dougie Hawkins.
Go on, Dougie.
One of the greatest characters ever to have played the game. And I suspect that would be consistent. If Melbourne did something similar to their jumper, Tim, I think I'd be of the same opinion as Dougie. We understand what's happening. We understand why clubs are doing it. Don't necessarily have to like it, but you can probably accept it.
Yes, it's a one.